Thanks, Wayne. Thanks, Molly. Lisa Maruyama at the Pledge Table. You're back with The Conversation on HPR2. And we got a special guest this morning. You could say that Ron Artis II comes from a musical family, but that wouldn't tell half the story. He and his siblings are lucky enough to have grown up in a world where creative endeavor was the everyday business of life, and everyone was encouraged in every possible avenue of self-expression. The evidence is there at his live performances, and as he embarks on a new series of shows, he's with us, guitar in hand, in our studio. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me on The Conversation.
Well, sure, sure. You know, I've, as you know, I've kind of watched you and your siblings grow up.
Yeah. I was just telling a friend the other day that you were actually in the room when I learned my first blues guitar chords.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, but it was, you know, it's good inspiration listening to you, my dad, and a couple of friends getting together and playing in the living room, and you know, it's good. Those kind of things, they, I think, open up your ears to hear different types of music growing up, and it really planted a good seed with me. I mean, I have a lot of fun doing it now.
Well, of course, your dad was an excellent musician, but he also was a muralist. He didn't have any boundaries to his art.
Yeah,
I think that's something he passed along.
Yeah, he really didn't believe in boundaries as far as art and talent are concerned. The only boundaries he put down, he said, you know, there's only two types of artists in the world. There's good artists and bad artists. And he said it absolutely has nothing to do with your skill level. It has to do with why you do what you do and what you stand for and what you want to put out into the world. Is it constructive or destructive? And those were sort of the only really stark boundaries that we had growing up. You can create, you can have a great time, you can laugh, you can party, you can even fail at something that you really want to do. You mean, at least you tried and you learned something. But he was always about, you know, you want to create something that you can play for everybody or show to everyone to put a smile on people's face. If it's not putting a good little bit of love in the heart, then you're doing something wrong.
Well, you know, the emphasis there is on the artist's intention, right?
That's exactly true. The intention is very, very important. And I found as I grew up and go out and do things that unfortunately a lot of people don't recognize it from outside of the music or art world. They think there's not a real significance of it, but actually that's wrong. There really is a big significance of it. It really shapes the way we look at life, and it shapes a lot of history that we've learned from.
When you see a work of art that has abundant technique and doesn't really have a clear message, come from a clear kind of pure intention, something's missing, yeah?
Well, I think you can. It's always clear to see where something comes from. Whether we want to recognize it, our minds can only understand so much of a thing, but the feeling we get from something can tell you a lot about it as well. And to put those two together, you know, you listen to what the words are, or you look at what the image is, and you can feel right away, is it going into my heart making me feel something? Maybe it's a heavy feeling that makes you think, but that doesn't necessarily make it destructive. But if you were to look and say what it teaches you or portrays or tells you, you know, to promote something in negative, then in that respect, then I classify it as a negative or a dark art.
But what you're also saying is that you're kind of encouraging people to appreciate art without a lot of self-consciousness, that you don't feel that you have to have a special degree of knowledge to feel something from a work of art, that whatever you feel.
Well, what I'm actually saying is I love art, and I love so many different respects of it. What I'm looking to inspire is for all the artists out there to be aware of what we create. Meaning, do you you know, at the end of a concert for me, or at the end of my life, I don't want to look back and think, oh, I could have made more money or I could have made more songs. I want to look back and think, did I absolutely do the best I could do to help make someone's life better? And I think we have that great responsibility as artists and in all walks of life to see, are we actually improving the way of life for someone?
Well, let's give it a shot.
Yeah, let's have fun. I'm honored to be in the studio with you, and we both got guitars in hand. How's that for starting the morning off?
Yeah, let's hear a bit of that song of yours.
This song's called Old Friend. We all have an old friend or a new friend that's like an old friend, and that's what this one's about. Thank you.
Take my hand, walk with me through this barren land. Old friend, don't you fear, oh, I'll make it through thick and thin. For they be the days when life's not our own, searching for answers inside our own home. But what am I to say? I've got to keep my faith. Take it slow.
Go ahead, Chris.
I'm in pain. Old friend, don't you stray. When I'm broken and my heart's in need, for days that there is, I don't know when they'll go. I do my best to show you what I'm thinking, and I know there's a lot to like, so don't let it go, old friend.
That's so sweet.
Old friend.
Terrific song, Ron.
Hey, thank you so much.
You just churn them out, don't you? I mean, you write a lot of songs.
I write a lot, actually, and sometimes I've got really quiet moments where I really can't write anything.
Uh-huh.
And then out of nowhere, my wife knows about it, I'll get up 6 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, go in the bathroom with my electric guitar, and I just can't stop. I just can't stop.
Well, so, don't stop, Ron. Great to see
you
again. Great to have you on the show.
Hey, I'm honored to be here.
Ron Artis II and his brother Thunderstorm will perform this Saturday at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center. And there's a variety of local tour dates. We're going to put them up on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.